Paige Pierce, summer programs coordinator with the City of Moose Jaw's Parks and Recreation Department, gives the scoop on three notorious types of programming: paid Yara Center day camps, free playground programs, and a free youth activity center. It's going to be a very fun summer, we're excited. And we'd love for people to start registering for the Yara Center day camps. Registration is open for those now, and registration opens on June 20th for the rest, Pierce said. Pierce has been working with the summer program since 2019 and loves working with kids. I love these programs. You get to work in every part of the city and it's nice being part of the community that way, she said. When I'm at sidewalk days, or the farmers markets, or something like that, I recognize so many kids, and they recognize me, too. It's fun. Paid Yara Center day camps. The Yara Center day camps are now open for registration through moosejaw.ca, with the camps themselves running from July 4th to August 25th. There are two different age group options. The junior group is for ages 4 to 7, and the senior group is for ages 8 to 12. There are 30 spots per group. These are paid camps, and they run a little longer, Pierce said. Drop-off starts at 7:45 a.m. and goes to 9 a.m., and then there's planned programming from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pickup time for the Yara Center day camps is from 4 to 5:30 p.m. We have themes for each week at the day camps. So, for example, we have a mad scientist-themed week, a beach bash, a Got Talent theme where we do a talent show at the end of the week, Survivor Island, things like that, Pierce explained. Yara Center day camp participants also take one field trip a week to various cool places in Moose Jaw. Free playground program. Registration opens June 20th. The 2023 playground program is a free drop-off program for children aged 6 to 12, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, held at six parks throughout Moose Jaw. 1996 Summer Games Playground, 16th Avenue Southwest, Spray Park, Elgin Park. 1000 Block 8th Avenue Northwest, Spray Park, Kinsman East End Park, 9th Avenue NE and Ominika Street East, Co-op Spray Park, Optimist Park, 5th Avenue Southwest and Lillooet Street W. Sunningdale Park, Daffodil Drive, off of Dogwood Road, West End Park, 10th Avenue Northwest and Athabasca Street W. Registration for the playground programs opens June 20th, with the program itself running July 5th through August 23rd. Parents and caregivers can register children through moosejaw.ca, using the City of Moose Jaw app, or in person on the first day of attendance. For that one, we are doing two crafts a day, a blow-up pool if there isn't a spray park at that location, a variety of active games along with some slower ones, and various activities, Pierce said. The playground programs all have shade, a place for children to put their things, trained and certified staff supervision, and guest activity leaders throughout the summer. Children can bring their own lunches, or go home for lunch. Free Youth Activity Center. The Youth Activity Center is for 13 to 17-year-olds, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it alternates between the gyms at Riverview and Prince Arthur, Pierce said. And then on Fridays, they go on field trips and do special events, like swimming, or we're trying to see if we can get them out paddling or going kayaking, for example. The Youth Activity Center is sponsored by Sask Lotteries and the Community Initiative Fund and will run July 4th to August 23rd. Youth will be at Riverview Collegiate on Mondays and Wednesdays, and at Prince Arthur Elementary School on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Summer Fun Bash. The Summer Fun Bash on August 24th at Elgin Park is the end of summer party. It's a festival-style event that anyone can attend. There will be various groups attending for display and demonstration, food trucks, games, and activities. More details on the Summer Fun Bash will be available as the date approaches.